Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Going back to our hadith. So there are cases where the Prophet has special features that we cannot share with him. Another example, Allah tells us in the Quran, marry 2, 3, or 4, and if you are afraid that you will not be fair or just, then only have one. This is the instruction of Allah. It's permissible for us to marry 4. A lot of the Muslims now are happy to have only one, or actually they are not up to having more than 2, because survival is more tasty and beautiful than dying or being tortured. So they agree on just keeping 1. No problem. The Prophet had more than 4. The Prophet died marrying 9 at the same time. So one would say, okay, I will do this. No, this is a special case for the Prophet, a privilege from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not for me and for you. And there are so many examples. So the scholars say, when the Prophet tells us to do something and he does something not like it, there is a possibility that this is special for him. So we always go with what he had said. We go with the rhetoric, we don't go with the action. This one way of doing it. However, there is another way of looking at it by saying that, yes, when the Prophet says, don't do this, and he does it, this means that it is not forbidden, but it is not recommended. And they give an example. The Prophet ﷺ forbade us from drinking while standing up. He said, this is not permissible. Do not drink while standing up. And in the Bukhari, in the authentic hadith, the Prophet came to Zamzam and he drank from it standing up. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, I don't care whether I drink standing up or sitting down, because I've seen the Prophet drink standing up. So scholars said, what to do? The first, do not drink standing up. They said, okay, in this case, it is not forbidden. It is not recommended. Why? How do we know this? Usul al-fiqh, fundamentals of fiqh. A rule of thumb. Whenever there is an instruction or a rule or an order in the Quran or in the Sunnah, this is obligation. Unless another hadith or ayah or something makes it from obligation into mustahab, recommended. And whenever there is a prohibition in the Quran or in the Sunnah, this is haram, this is prohibited, this is forbidden, unless another evidence makes it softer and makes it makruh or unrecommended. So this is something we learn from usul al-fiqh. Now, we would like to apply this on what we have here. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, don't, and he himself did it. So what to do? The scholars differed over 6 or 7 or even 8 opinions regarding facing and giving you back to the Qibla while answering the call of nature. And Al-Imam al-Shawkani, in his beautiful book, Naylul Awtar, a big book made of 4 or 5 volumes. It's actually made of 9, but when printed, 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 or 3 makes it 4 or 5 volumes altogether. He said, and he mentioned these different opinions. Some scholars said it is completely prohibited to face or to give you back when answering the call of nature, period. Full stop. Who backs this up? Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, and a number of scholars. Other scholars say, this is the hardest, huh? Other scholars say, no, you have to look. If it's in the open, if it's in a place outside of buildings, if it's outdoors, then it is prohibited for you to face or to give your back to the Qibla. But when indoors, because you have walls in front of you, you would not be actually insulting the Kaaba, your Qibla, because there are walls in front of you, this is okay. Third, some say it is permissible to urinate in a direction, but not to defecate. Some would say this is dependent on, also, you can add to that, facing the moon or the sun. They even added that is not permissible. And some even added the Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis, or Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. All of these are different opinions of scholars. So what is the most authentic opinion? The safest, is the first one. Do not face or give your back to the Qibla. The more realistic and in accordance to the majority of scholars, that as long as you are indoors, as long as the toilets in your house, it's closed and it's surrounded by wall, it is okay. However, it is recommended that you turn away as Abu Ayyub used to do. May Allah be pleased with him. But the safest is always not to do it. And this is illustrated when one of you builds a house. When you build a house, definitely you will be sinful if you instruct the engineer to have it in the face of Qibla. Sheikh, it's a small toilet. I don't have much space to maneuver. It's your problem. It is your house, you're building it. You have to build it on the Islamic foundation. But if you buy a already made house, if you go to a hotel room, if you rented a place and you're unable to do this, then I hope and pray to Allah that this is okay, inshallah. Now, one of the things that we have to bear in mind, do you know that spitting in the direction of the Qibla while praying is prohibited? You all know this. Because the hadith is clear, the Prophet ﷺ saw a man leading prayer. There are people behind him. And while he was leading prayer, he spit in the prayer. The Prophet said, this man must never ever lead anyone in prayer. Why? Because this is a great sign of disrespect. Now, what you did not know, or what you do not know, is that there are scholars that even went an extra mile by saying not only in prayer, even if you're not in prayer, it is not permissible for you to spit in the direction of Qibla. Why? Because this shows disrespect. And among those who chose this opinion, Sheikh Nasruddin Al-Albani, may Allah have mercy on his soul. He supports this opinion and he says that it is forbidden. He has his evidences and allegation. However, the majority of Muslims say, no, it is only limited to prayer. Nevertheless, always it's better to be safe than sorry. Akhi, you don't have any place else to spit except in the direction of Qibla? You do. So out of respect, try to avoid doing these awful things and bad things in the direction of Qibla. So I believe before going to the following hadith, we will take your questions. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, nowadays, most of the time in Salah, the mobile rings, you know. So, and
good question.
Most of the time it is film songs and, you know, so you are praying, others are getting distracted. So okay. What is recommended, mandatory, what? To switch
I'll
off?
Tell you. First of all, when a mobile rings, it is mandatory for you to turn it off. Yes, movement is put your hand, turn it off, look and unlock the key and turn off the mobile or put it on silent. Now, a lot of the Muslims, they hang up and the man calls again and again and again. So you end up having him calling you throughout the prayer. You've occupied yourself and everyone in the masjid. What to do? If the mobile rings, answer it. If the mobile ring, answer it, because the person calling you, he will hear the salah. He'll know that you're praying, so he'll not call again. But if you hang up, he says maybe he hung up because he doesn't want to talk to me. Maybe he hung up by mistake. Maybe he hung up because the network is not working. So you answer it, first of all. Second of all, you're saying that people are putting ringtones as movies, as songs. This is haram in your prayer or outside your prayer. It is not permissible at all to put any melody or song as a ringtone. One. It is not permissible at all to put Quran in your ringtone. Someone said, Allahu la ilaha illa hu, and he answers. The ayah is not finished. And even worse, he would say, Allahu la ilaha, la ilaha. There's no God. And he answers. And this is distracting the meaning. It is not permissible to have the adhan as a ringtone. Why? Because adhan is a form of worship and Allah made it to call people and to know that this is the time for salah. So if you're playing it at 12 o'clock in the evening, there is no salah, so you're making fun of the adhan. Is it permissible to have dua, Sheikh Sudais? Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt. This is an issue of dispute among scholars. I personally would consider it showing off. Why are you making the dua as your ringtone? You want to listen to the dua? No, I want to people to know that I am a righteous person, I'm committed to Islam. What's the ruling on having nasheed? Putting Afasi, putting Bukhatir, putting Zain Beka or whoever. A nasheed is a nasheed. It's poetry. No duf. As long as there is no duf, it's okay. But again, for men, maybe it is acceptable. It is extremely inappropriate for a woman to carry a mobile and then while in the market, while in somewhere, you hear this nasheed coming out and everybody's looking at her. You try to make a low profile. So yes, if you get this in prayer, you have to turn it off. And better more, before you go to prayer, always try your best to make it on silent. If you have any music-related ringtones, it is completely prohibited. Don't be sinful. Not only that, get the sins of those who listen. Because when I listen to you, your mobile ring, and it's a song that reminds me of the old, good old days. Oh, I think I'm going to download it from the internet. Or if it's a new song, say, I don't know this song. This singer is very nice voice. What song is it? And I download it. Then you take all the sins that I do because of your ringtone. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.